About 30 pro-Fatah Palestinians who fled to Israel after fierce clashes in the Gaza Strip were sent back to Hamas-controlled enclave today, where they were immediately detained. They were among 180 supporters of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas's Fatah faction granted refuge in Israel yesterday after 9 Palestinians were killed and 95 wounded during a Hamas assault on their Gaza City neighborhood. The fighting, part of a crackdown by Hamas after July 25th bombing that killed 5 of its militants and a young girl, was the bloodiest since the Islamic group routed its secular rivals and took over the coastal enclave more than a year ago. One of the many consequences of the ongoing Gaza blockade is that young students have virtually been cut off from all access to education. In increasing numbers, they are immigrating to seek a job and study opportunities. We spoke to Dina Awad, a public affairs and development officer for Bethlehem University. She says the security barrier and checkpoints, along with Gaza's isolation, are not only cutting the Holy Land's communities off from one another, they are also denying the future generation its right to an education.
One clear example of how our students are getting troubles of physically being on campus, like, for example, 4 years we have this occupational therapy program, and we had 10 students from Gaza enrolled in this program, but actually for 4 years they have been part of this program but never set foot on Bethlehem University campus. We were teaching them either through video conferencing or sending our international teachers to Gaza to teach them. Or when we wanted to give them practical training, we had to send them to Egypt to get that practical training, actually. And even when we did the graduation for them, we did it through video conferencing as well. So they never met their teachers of Bethlehem University. They have always heard about it, saw it on TV or homepage or via internet, but did not set foot. We have like almost 27% of our students come from Jerusalem and 7% come from Hebron. And basically, you are talking about around 35% of our students who deal with checkpoints daily in order to come to the university. The Palestinians in general, they don't feel they're heard. And always the image of the Palestinians are being manipulated and changed in a way showing that the youth are terrorists and only they're carrying guns and killing people, while the image of students or Palestinian youth struggling to get education is not there. So our students, one of their main goals is to get education, and they strive to get that, and they want to get more education and to help developing the Palestinian society.